Right, so it's hard to thought today would be a pretty shiny out there, but it's kind of like this weird forecast coming in, and I can see the rain clouds, so I already know what's gonna happen. Anyway, today we're talking about producer versus consumer mindset. How positive can you make a situation, and can you turn a negative, I guess, input from someone into a positive output by you? So first thing I want to talk about is emotional resilience. When you're working, say, with a partner or friend or whatever, do you have an opportunity to really bounce back if something negative happens? Say if you have a customer that says, "I don't like what you do, I don't like who you are," right? What are you gonna do in that situation? It's happened to me a couple times, and I don't never take it personally, right? Because I'm just trying to provide services for people. And that's what I do for my job. So I never take it personally. I'm like, okay. First response I usually have is, I apologize. I'm like, if I offended you in any way, I'm sorry about that. And then I recommend that they move on to someone else who can provide them a better service than I. That's just taking things like that instead of making it personal. Just take responsibility if you did screw up, and if you didn't, then just move on. Second thing is being able to laugh. So in my job, there's a lot of mistakes that I make every day, and since I work alone, like I manage 50, 100 plus people, like you have many opportunities to make a mistake in the management of people and data. So one of the first things I do when I wake up, I write down an announcement or a story or a post or whatever it is to somebody or an audience or just people, because I'm in these communities that I can do that, and I get all my thoughts out, however best I can write them. And then I just go through it, and it helps me stay positive, stay focused, so I can make something good with all the thoughts that I have in the morning for like an hour or two. Third thing is the environment that I have around me and you. You want to stay around positive people that are winners, they're successful in life and they're happy. It'll help you change your mindset as well. Fourth thing is being proactive rather than reactive. When you wake up, it's difficult to say, I'm going to change the world, or I'm going to change myself. But a lot of people do it, and they have the discipline to do it. You want to look at life as something that isn't just a big problem, but something that is a big problem, and you can answer it on a daily basis. And the last thing is being willing to say no. So there are a lot of people that have told me that I can't do what I do, even though I do it. And a lot of people that told me that I can't have a great lifestyle that I have right now, even though I don't have a college degree, or I don't have this super uptight career yet, but that's my plan. Like, I'm getting to that point, even without a degree, and I'm happy to do it on my own.